smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great jam-packed show for today. If you're into cool actors, we got my dear friend Brad Adams coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Brad Adams, go to our Facebook page or on Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let us know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just want to send some kind of nice letters in that we can read off the mail, read off the air, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com as well. And we'd like to read off some of those nice fan letters there. Positive stuff we'd like to hopefully encourage to write in. And then if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN is Nancy, N is Nancy, which is formerly known as Twitter, which is X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in my guest. You know what? This guest of the hour is so special to me. Maybe, maybe not. No, I'm teasing. I'm not going to bring in just one, but we're going to bring two guest co-hosts into the studio to help bring in this gentleman. So the first guest co-host is actor Paul Sun. Welcome, my man, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hello.
And also a dear friend of mine, Mackenzie Adams, who's an event manager.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So what we want to do, we want to get to know you guys really quickly before we start the show. And we want to say, first off, thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have come on. We rotated throughout the seasons. And I want to say it's always been fun and grateful for all your guys' contribution onto the show. It always makes it fun to banter with you guys. And I just want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts. And I want to welcome these guest co-hosts before we have to welcome the guests of the hour. But before that, really quickly, what I want to do, a quick little plug. I promise I'd do this. But I want to make sure I don't forget. So there is this thing called the Kids' Choice Awards, Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. I don't know if you guys, have you guys heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
So it's been going on for years. But I have a very dear friend who was actually a guest on the show along with her father. Awesome family. They're the Armstrong family. But this actress, her name is Ryan Keira Armstrong. She stars in the show called Star Wars Skeleton Crew. I don't know if you guys got to see that or anything like that. But she plays Captain Fern. But if you guys haven't, she is actually nominated to be, if you guys could vote in, she's nominated for Favorite Female TV Star Family, as well as her show, Star Wars Skeleton Crew, is also nominated for a Kids' Choice Award, which is Favorite Family TV Show. So if you could do me a favor, I would love for you guys to vote for her. Again, all you got to do is go to kidschoiceawards.com. The awards is June 21st, 2025. So you have all this time to kind of vote. If you could vote for, again, a big favor for me. She means, her and her family mean the world to me. They're awesome talent, but she's also a beautiful human being, both inside and out. And she's such a humble, sweet person, along with her dad, Dean Armstrong. But Ryan Keir Armstrong, who stars in Star Wars Skeleton Crew, if you could vote for her, that would be a big, big favor for me. Again, her category is Favorite Female TV Star Family. And then her show is favorite family TV show, which is Star Wars Skeleton Crew. So if you guys could vote for Ryan Keir Armstrong for Star Wars Skeleton Crew for favorite female TV star family category, and then her show, Star Wars Skeleton Crew, for favorite family TV show for the Kids' Choice Awards, all you got to do, go to kidschoiceawards.com, look for her category. You might have to vote for a lot of other stuff, but the main things that I would love for you guys to vote for, again, is Ryan Keir Armstrong for Star Wars Skeleton Crew, and then her show, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. So again, that's a big favor for me, guys, and all the listeners from around the world.
Absolutely.
I would really appreciate that. And also a big announcement too, she was just also got cast, if you guys were ever fans of the old Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
She just got announced via Sarah Michelle Gellar did it publicly. They announced her as the Ryan Keir Armstrong is going to be the new Slayer. We don't know a lot of details, but that's all.
Congratulations.
So congrats, Ryan Keir Armstrong. I'm so proud of you. But congrats on the nomination for the Kids' Choice Awards. I think that's a big deal. So that's Ryan Keir Armstrong for Star Wars Skeleton Crew, favorite female TV star family, and then favorite family TV show, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. Again, kidschoiceawards.com. Check it out. All right. I got that out of the way. All right. I didn't want to forget that because I said to myself I wanted to do that and promote her. So welcome, guys. Mackenzie Bing. I want to get this right. Event manager. And then Paul Sun, actor. Welcome to as my guest co-host, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. So what we want the audience to get to know you two a little bit before we bring our guests of the hour. And so why don't we start off with ladies first. Mackenzie Adams, event manager. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's been so many years I've known you. I've never been on.
I know. It's great.
I'm excited to be on.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad we finally got you on. So, but it's cool to kind of have you.
Ty was one of the first, actually was the first person we ever met in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2018. You were the first person we truly connected with and became friends of.
Yeah.
Of all these years.
For those that don't know, are we allowed to say on the air that you are related to in some way
to the
guests of the hour,
special actor
Brad Adams. So you guys got married not too long ago. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I hear that you had an anniversary coming up.
We do. So May 25th, 2024 is when we got married back in our hometown in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 25th of this month will be 1 year.
Wow. So congratulations.
A whole year of marrying him has been a ride.
I was going to say, I was going to make a joke about that.
No. It's been fun. People say, marriage is so hard. It's like, it really doesn't have to be. We've had our struggles. No one has a perfect life, but we've had a really beautiful year of ups and downs. And we got to travel and just really deepen our relationships with friends and just fell in love with LA again as a married couple.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, so again, a little bit about yourself to tell your event.
Manager.
Tell audience a little bit what that is. And
I am an event manager for a production agency, West House in Los Angeles.
What's up, West House?
So we do a lot of entertainment events, strictly in the entertainment industry, anywhere from premieres, tastemakers, just fun events.
Wow. And you get to be around Hollywood folks, so to speak.
Yeah.
I've been blessed and fortunate throughout the years to cover events. So before the media comes in, you are hired by, the production company to organize this whole thing before
everything from what the red carpet looks like to making sure there's enough food for everyone, making sure everyone has a seat. Everyone has fun.
Wow.
But lots of details, lots of hard work. It is not your typical 9-to-5 job. Yeah. It is not a Monday to Friday job. Long hours, but it is so worth it when you see people having fun. And I always say, your gifts as growing up shows you, if you look back on your life, for me, I loved growing up. I was always the person planning birthday parties and planning things for people. And it just makes sense that that's what I do for a living. Awesome. Never thought it could be a career, and here I am 4 years in.
What would you say is your biggest highlight and then your biggest challenge on doing an event for people that maybe want to get into that field as an event manager?
I think the biggest high.
Your biggest highlight for you. What is it you love about every time you finish one?
I am someone that loves to be on the move. Mm-hmm. Every day is different. It's not you sit at a desk and you do the same thing every day. I get to meet wonderful people in so many walks of life. So I love that. The down would be...
Or a challenge. Maybe a down.
The
maybe
challenge. The challenge would be knowing there's always going to be a problem that arises. No event goes perfect. You're going to have your ups and downs within an event. So day of, you just kind of have to be flexible to know that a problem's going to come up and you just got to problem solve. Might not be fun in doing that, but once you've gone over the hill, it's fun.
Awesome. So. And maybe for listeners out there, who is one person thus far that you've got to work on an event that has been your biggest exciting highlight for you to have met?
Ooh,
is there one person that you're like, oh man, I'm so glad?
This is like the little girl in me. I got to meet Nick Jonas.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was pretty fun. Just being around him, I was like, this is like my little,
that's awesome.
My 10-year-old self was definitely screaming.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, again, if they want to check you out, are you got social medias, anything like that for yourself?
Yes, I am at @MickAdams_ on Instagram.
So that's MickAdams.
Yes,
underscore at Instagram. At Mick.
Wait.
Hey, hold on, go on.
@MickAdams_
Underscore. That's it.
Yeah.
@MickAdams_ So check her out. Mackenzie Adams. Again, she's an event manager.
Yeah.
And we'll give a shout out one more time to your, are we allowed to say your company?
Yes. Yeah. I work for Westhouse.
Westhouse.
We are an event production company here in LA.
So if people want to maybe hire the company, just go to Westhouse.
Or if you want an amazing event, hit us up.
Okay. How do they, is this Westhouse? How do you spell it?
WESTHAUS.
Awesome.
Now, house is spelled a little differently, but
awesome. But check about, actually, I've got to go to one of your events. Mm-hmm. You guys did a spectacular job.
I believe
it was, oh gosh, what was it? It was Party Down.
And
that was a really cool event.
That was a big one. That was
fun. So that was a big cool. So again, check them out. Check out Mackenzie Adams, though. And again, now we're going to move over to Paul Sun, actor. Welcome, Paul Sun. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, man.
Thank you
for coming here, the guest co-host.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, Ty, we've obviously known each other for so many minutes.
Yeah.
Just like,
that was a
not,
good one.
Not like Mackenzie over here.
Good, like,
I got a few years on
maybe,
your side.
Maybe a good...
it's a few more minutes.
Maybe 20 minutes.
Time is relative.
But you know what? When friendship is all about the quality, not the quantity.
Exactly, exactly.
So I could know Brad for a long time. You know what I mean? No, so tell about
that. I'm an actor. I hail from the land of Arizona. Shout out Arizona, all my Arizona people. And I moved out here to LA in like 2019. I was working as a sports producer for quite a while, podcasting, media, short form, whatever, what have you. And then I decided to leave all of that so that I can pursue my dream that has always been there and present, and started acting. And through that, I met our lovely guest of the hour, Brad Adams. Uh-huh. And it's been a great friend to me out here, and so is Mick, and it's just been a wild ride. I've lived in LA now since 2019. So what's that, like 6 years, 5 years, 5 years, 6 years? I can do math.
Yeah.
I'm an actor. I chose that route. And it's been great. Yeah.
Are you sure you're not a comedian as well?
Funny bones.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, again, did you guys, as the guest host, but did you guys by any chance get the memo? The memo is that the guest co-hosts, we talk about some movie reviews.
Ooh.
By any chance, have you guys seen any movies in the theaters lately?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw Sinners recently.
Did you see Sinners? Okay, so you saw Sinners, I saw Sinners, and you saw Sinners.
I saw Sinners.
Awesome. Love so why don't we review Sinners?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, a quick little synopsis here, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis, and then we're going to see what they thought of Sinners. So again, Sinners, rated R, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Directed and written by the awesome Ryan Coogler, starring the awesome Michael B. Jordan, Miles Caton, Saul Williams, Haley Steinfeld. Oh gosh, a plethora of awesome talent in here. I got to see it, you got to see it, and Paul, Mackenzie, you got to see it, and Paul, what did you guys think?
I mean, I thought it was a phenomenal film. I thought it was really, really great, really well done. It was crazy seeing two Michael B. Jordans up there.
Yeah.
I was like, Michael A. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan.
So you liked it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought the storytelling was great. I thought the message they were trying to deliver was very clear, and also done in such a creative way with the elements of little spooky stuff, mm-hmm. little scary stuff.
I'm not one for scary movies. I don't do it. And at first, Brad wanted to go, and I was like, I don't think you're going to have to honestly, I was like, ask Ty to go. Like, y'all are going to have to go on your own. And I looked into it. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Like, I'll go. And I'm so glad we saw it. I left that theater being like, that is one of the best movies I've ever seen. And we've seen like a handful of movies. We still got half a year left. But as of right now, that's definitely one of the best movies of the year for us.
What was it for you? Considering you don't like really horror, but what was it? What was it different for you opposed to other horrors that you've seen?
It was just made so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And just like I was captivated the whole time. And it wasn't scary.
Yeah.
But it was
like a thriller-ish.
Yeah. And like I've seen all the vampire movies. And for the first time, I'm like, that was like a true vampire, like scary movie. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, it was so good. And then the whole Michael B. Jordan, two of them really like threw me for a loop every time. And I just thought he did an amazing job at playing two different people.
Yeah.
Just there were so many amazing like biblical references too. That again, that was another thing I was like, I don't know if I want to go to that. But no, I just thought it was well written, well directed, well everything. Awesome. No notes.
Well, I could say I could pretty much piggyback and echo both what you guys said. I thought it was well done. I think the performance was great. Michael B. Jordan, awesome. Ryan Coogler, awesome. Haley Steinfeld, who I had a blessed opportunity to meet interviewing. I actually went because I wanted to see her do the film, and she was such a sweetheart of a person, and I wanted to support her. And then
I was most excited for her.
Yeah, her. Yeah. I liked her character.
Yeah.
I really liked her character. So would you highly recommend checking it out in the theaters, Paul?
I would absolutely go see it in IMAX, like Ryan Coogler said.
Okay, yeah. Mackenzie, you highly recommend?
Absolutely. Okay.
And I did know that, so highly recommend. Check it out. Again, it's Sinners, rated R, directed, written by Ryan Coogler, and starring Michael B. Jordan, Haley Steinfeld, Miles Keaton, Saul Williams, Delroy Lindo, a bunch of great talent. Check it out. Again, that is Sinners. All right. Now, did you guys get the other memo? Is that the guest co-host? So normally we have the one, but we got the two guest co-hosts arrange a way to make the guest of the hour to make him feel special. So sometimes we bring people in on limos or maybe Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. By any chance, did you guys arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make him feel special? Or I could always go to my plan B, which is my backup plan. You guys arrange a way to make this guy, how we're going to bring him in to make him feel special?
No, we did not talk about it.
Think of one.
Okay, so what I'm going to do.
I guess he deserves one.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I think he's a kind of a, would you agree?
It's a special week for him. Okay,
It's also his birthday. So what I'm going to do, would you consider Brad Adams, Paul, a manly man type of guy, maybe?
He's pretty machismo.
What about Mackenzie? You married the guy, so would you consider a manly man?
He's very manly, okay. But
yeah, you know what? He is manly because I've seen him post photos with no shirt on sometimes. Yeah. So you guys want to go to a story? Check him out. Some occasionally he'll bare his chest.
Less of the time.
But so I would think since he does that, I figured he's kind of a fit guy.
Yeah.
So I figured we'll bring him in like gladiator style on a chariot. Okay. So what I'll do is going to bring him. All you got to do, Paul. Who could whistle the best?
I unfortunately can't.
Okay,
whistle.
All you got to do is press that button on the side. It's an imaginary button. But then we're gonna open up the studio door, and then we're gonna let in the chariot being pulled in with the horses.
He's gonna love this.
And then we're gonna bring him in, and we're gonna bring him gladiator style. Again, he is an actor. He stars in two upcoming features: The Forest Through the Trees and Enthralled. He is my dear friend. He's been a guest before, but it's been a while. But now he's back on his birthday week. So again, we're gonna press that button there, and then we'll on the count of three whistle in the horses. One, two, and three. All right. Here he comes.
Oh, wow.
On the chariot. Look at those muscles. He's flexing for all the fans out there. Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah, there he goes.
There's people throwing roses at him.
Wow.
He's like, look, ladies, I think he's married. But guys, I don't know. I don't know if he'll go. But anyways, he's stopping.
He's glistening.
He's stopping for some selfies. Uh-oh, signing some autographs. There he is. Uh-oh, someone's ripping his shirt off. Okay, here he is. Coming in. Flexing those muscles, coming in off the chariot. Here he is, my dear friend, star of two upcoming features, The Forest Through the Trees and Enthralled, actor Brad Adams.
Hey, Hey!
Welcome.
What's up?
Welcome, Brad Adams, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
What do you guys think about my chest? I've been working on it.
Like, you should post that on your story.
Somebody get a quick picture.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Awesome. Well, again, welcome, Brad Adams.
Thank you so much for having me.
To StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, man.
I'm so happy to be here.
Cool. It's been a while. It's been a long minute.
I think the last time that I was a guest was Sable Butterflies a couple years ago.
Was that a couple years ago? Wow. Yeah, was it before or after pandemic?
Wow,
it's been a while.
Yeah, and that was with our friends Toby and Kurt.
Kurt Kubicek, yeah.
Yep, and Toby Lindemann.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the last time. It's been a couple years.
And before that, you were a guest co-host, so you were in the spot where Mackenzie was at one point.
Yes.
So you've upgraded a little bit.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, so there's got to be a reason. Good. Again, dear friend, Brad Adams, again, welcome back. And for those that maybe didn't get to hear that, it's been a couple years to get to hear that segment. Well, we want the audience to get to know you. If not fans already, maybe become even more fans and then follow you and support your stuff and hopefully get to see your movies coming out. All right. So we'd like to start off with this hard-hitting question. All right, ready? And then we'll go softer from that.
All right, hit me.
The hard-hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
Ooh, well, I was born in Springdale, Arkansas, raised in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Shout out, Arkansas, Pea Ridge, my hometown. I love them. I love everybody in there. I have such a love for Arkansas, and I know my lovely wife over there. By the way, 1 year is coming up in 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to her for putting up with me for another year. So she's from Arkansas as well. There's something special about where we come from. And I wholeheartedly believe that we still live in a bubble. And I'm very fortunate and grateful to have grown up in Arkansas. It was kind of like a picture perfect childhood in my opinion.
Wow. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz as an actor or performer or anything?
Yes and no. Like so many of you guys know, I was a football player first. But when I was about 10 years old, I saw this film, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And
starring Brad Pitt.
Yeah. That's my guy. David Fincher, he's my favorite director as well. Cate Blanchett. I don't know. For some reason, as a 10-year-old, it moved me. I don't know if that's good or not. But it moved me, and I after the movie, I was like, "That's what I want to do for people."
Wow.
Right there. And so I knew after football, I wanted to get into it. I just didn't know when that was going to happen. Whether it was going to be after college, maybe hopefully get a chance to play at the next level after that. Which clearly, I was delusional. But you know, we can only hope and dream. So that's how I got into it.
And who was your inspirations as an actor? Was it Brad Pitt, or was it who inspired you? I mean, that was a movie that kind of that maybe that you like, but was there?
So Brad Pitt was kind of the guy that I was looking at and saying, well, you know, like his hometown is Springfield, Missouri, and that was an hour and 45 minutes away from my hometown. So realistically, I looked at him and I go, and obviously everybody has to start somewhere and saying, oh, well, you know, he came from here. Why can't – and he did it. Why can't I? I understand that that's Brad Pitt. But, you know, realistically, like everybody has to start from somewhere. And I was like, well, if he came from my area and he did it, then I know that this is possible. And so he was kind of the big inspiration when I got into it. And then when I started to fall in love with it, I started finding, you know, people like Cary Grant and James Dean and Marlon Brando, Paul Newman, the craft and just how they approached it all. And I really fell in love with that part of it. And so I would say, like, I have a bunch of inspirations, but, like, my go-to, like, kind of actors that I look at are, like, Brad Pitt and James Dean and Paul Newman, Matthew McConaughey, yeah, people like that.
Awesome. What about you, Paul? I mean, I know you're an actor, and you guys get to my recollection of the last several minutes. I knew you. you guys go to the same acting class, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, or is there an inspiration for you as an actor? Is it similar to?
I think currently my inspirations are not like old timey classics, but very more modern people. I mean, I love Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
and I love him because of the risks he takes, and he has such an insane range of characters that he plays. And he's just like one of those guys that can get cast pretty much anywhere, anything, anytime, and just crush it, but also bring such a uniqueness to it that you're like, that's Willem Dafoe. Or Norman Osborn, depending on where you know him from.
And he's actually, I've had a blessed opportunity of interviewing several times, and very, very nice guy, too.
Yeah, so he also seems genuine and just, like, living life.
Yeah, he's that one of those guys where, you know, sometimes you're just like, yeah, you know, and he was one of those guys that's kind of all around great, humble, that you know, sweet, and then talented. And what are you saying, Mackenzie? Well, who were inspirations for you in the party planning, so to speak? And I didn't get to ask you that.
This sounds so bad. I don't really have like an inspiration. I went to school for public relations and just found myself in events, and I've worked my butt off.
But was there anyone that like maybe aspired to? Like, was it someone like you watched on television that were like, oh, because did you even know what event planning was? Did you even know that there was a thing?
I did. I just always thought it was like wedding planning, and got like it. That was it. You know, I never knew this could be a career. I think a little bit. I watched the Kardashians growing up. Yeah. And like Mindy Wise was always like their planner. So that was like the only name I knew. I don't think like within the world of planning, there's not like, there's a lot of like production names and agency names, but I wouldn't say there's like a single person.
What about if you,
are you asking me questions?
Yeah. Right, look, Brad, this is Brad's show. No,
I'm just trying to like pick your brain. Like, you know, when you got into the industry, though, I mean, you never thought that you were going to do this in your entire life.
I grew up thinking I was going to be a physical therapist.
Got it.
So inspirations are kind of like who you're kind of meeting right now, as in doing all the work.
I don't have one. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That's a hard question. Like, as an actress, I would probably have someone in mind, but I don't know. Not within the world of events.
Well, hey, Brad, my guest.
He did that Uno.
Oh, Ty's
like,
the host?
It's Uno reverse card.
Yeah, anyway, so Brad, so back to you, my man. So were your parents supportive, or was your family, were you have a supportive family getting into the business when you said, hey, I want to be an actor? What was that take like? Because you know, not everybody's family can be supportive, and then you know, obviously you got inspired. But when was the point where you're like, I want to do this for my career? And what when did you decide to move out to LA?
Well, when I was about 20 years old, I moved out here. So coming on 7 years, but I would say, you know, my mom has always been really supportive of whatever I've done. My dad is more of a show me and then show me and prove to me before he can support anything, which I get it. I understand it. I mean, when you raise a young man in the South, you have high hopes for him. And then when he gets into a career that possibly, you know, the work isn't going to be steady, you know, you don't really know where his career is going to go. You kind of, you know, so I totally understand that part. I totally get it. But for the most part, everybody has been, I would say when I first left, my whole family told my mom, don't worry, he'll be back in 6 months. Mm-hmm. But now that like we're entering year seven, everybody has kind of seen stuff that I've done. My family fortunately has seen these two movies before I have, actually. Mm-hmm. Private screenings that I couldn't go to because I was filming other things.
He's just too big now.
No,
he
no.
can't even get his own screenings. I know.
But it took 6 years for my entire family, extended family as well, to say, oh, wow, he's really doing it. I support him. I see the future where he's going. So not always, but it's been a supportive ride since. So I guess we're going into like 7-8 months of support now from everybody.
Do you remember what was your first role that you got when you moved out or you actually decided to do this as a career?
The first role.
Or our first job, acting job, where you actually got the paycheck. He's like, okay, as an actor. Is it a commercial? Was it?
Well, I was a principal on a commercial that never aired because I was an Alabama fan, but it was directed by Peter Berg, so that was really cool. But
that was the 1 year they didn't. So
what happens?
Hey, we cast it, and you know, well, that's not. Let's air that one.
So what happens is
also coming from Arkansas, wearing an Alabama shirt was
dad was so upset with me. But you know, so what happens is I get casted in this ESPN commercial. Directed by Peter Berg, I'm on top of the world, and I know that I'm going to be an Alabama fan, and it's for the playoffs. everybody knows Alabama's going to go into the playoffs. Well, this year they didn't. So they didn't air my part of the commercial.
The first show that was aired, and we had people go, like, text me, like, is that Brad? It was that court show, and you were the defendant?
Oh, For the People.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the People, directed by Kevin Dowling. It was... I worked for like 8 hours on that show, and the camera was in my face a couple times, and they gave me a character. My name was Matt Boyd, and I was over the moon about it. And I went, and this is some advice that you gave me, Ty. I went and told everybody I knew, that I was in that. And then we saw it comes out, we see it. And I am literally in a corner of the frame. And you go, yeah, that's why you don't tell anybody until it's out.
Yeah.
And so that was lesson learned. It was on my mind, but I didn't want to say it. But lesson learned. Definitely the commercial was probably the biggest paycheck I first got out there. But the first role was probably playing a Marine and a streaming service called Vet TV. The show was A Grunt's Life. I played Private First Class Pelletier, and I did 9 episodes in that. So that was probably awesome. The biggest thing. The first time I was like, oh, wow, I'm paying my bills off of acting.
Got it. Now, so. Paul Sun or Mackenzie Adams, you guys are guest co-hosts. Any questions to Brad Adams for his earlier part of the career before we get into the nitty gritty that you may have? Maybe I know you guys are friends or you're also married, but maybe as an yeah, audience member, they would like to know something. Maybe you guys even know, but maybe you could ask in their perspective, so to speak, or maybe you just always want to ask him and he's on the spot and you got him right now. we'll go with ladies first. Mackenzie Adams. I'm sorry.
I forget sometimes too. What was the best part about us moving to Hollywood? When we first moved here and getting into the industry, what was the best part?
The best part, I'm a history buff. I love my history. And so old Hollywood has always called to me. I think that's why I moved here to begin with. You know, when I decided to do this, my mom and dad were like, take acting classes here, you know? And I was like, no, I'm gonna go for it because I have this vision of Hollywood. And me and Ty have talked about this a lot too. And you know, like right now Hollywood is in, I think it's in a restart phase a little bit, and I'm excited and I'm hopeful for the future. But I think I was most excited about just coming in here and seeing all the history that this place had to offer. I mean, it's a beautiful city. I love LA. It's a beautiful city, and it's got so much history. And you know, when you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, you're walking where some of the biggest names of all time have ever walked, and that is a cool feeling.
Cool. What about you, Paul Sun, actor? Any questions for your friend, our friend, Brad Adams? That maybe you never knew something or early part of his career before we get into the nitty gritty.
Early part of your career, like what's the best or what is one of the best pieces of advice you got to help you keep going one foot after the other as you kind of sit in those formative years?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Okay, I've had a lot of advice from Ty, but there's a dear friend of mine, and it was advice that he got from Patrick Swayze. And my buddy, his name's Roberto Montesio. He's actually in season 3 of Reacher. He's like the 4th or 5th lead. He plays one of the detectives. So shout out to him. He's amazing, and he's been doing it for so long, and he's finally getting some great, great stuff. But he told me, he went up to Patrick Swayze because they were in class together. It was him or his brother that told him this. But he was talking about Patrick Swayze as a whole. And he came up, and they were talking, and he said, Patrick, what makes a star? And Patrick sat there for a second, and he thought, and he was very meticulous with his answer. And he said, to be interested, never be interesting. And that really, that has carried over my entire time being here, of saying, oh, we forget it is about people. It's not about ourselves. It really is about people. This is why we do it, to move people. This career is not a selfish career. This is a selfless career. It's art. We're here to move people. And that was the best advice that I can come up with that I have gotten since being here.
Cool. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break. And as guest co-hosts, I just asked you something. Maybe you and Paul could look at this together. You're going to introduce this song of the hour we're going to be playing. And we'll be back more with Brad Adams, star of the two new feature films, The Forest Through the Trees and Enthralled. But before that, we're going to introduce this song. So you guys got the name and title of the song?
Yeah. Over You Now by Jay Pateri.
Okay, you guys can you do it in unison?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Over You Now by Jay Pateri.
Oh, that was cool. All right, so we're going to be coming back more with Brad Adams, as well as our guest co-hosts, Mackenzie Adams and Paul Sun, actor. Again, this is going to be Over You Now by Jay Pateri, who was an actual guest on the show. And I love promoting her stuff, as well as a lot of people that we come on here. But again, I want to hear this one more time, this intro from you guys one more time. What's the song?
Over You Now by Jay Pateri.
All right, and we'll be back. Roll back right here. Hold on. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? Why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm done, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
Down, not petty.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's, again, that's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, follow her, support her, check out her stuff on Spotify, music videos on YouTube, check out her social medias. Again, her name is Jade Pateri. That's J-A-D-E. P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. And it's, the song's called Over You Now. She was an awesome guest on the show. But also, I just love her as a human being, as a dear friend and a person. Check her out again. Jade Pateri, that's Over You Now. Check out her music. All right. We are back with my guest co-host of the hour. We have actor Paul Sun. Welcome back.
Hello.
And event manager Mackenzie Adams. Welcome
back. Hello.
Now, did you guys like the song by chance? Or?
Yeah, I was just looking her up on Spotify.
There we go. That's how we do it. Well, cool. Well, let me ask you this. What kind of music do you normally like in general?
I mean, I listen to a lot. I listen to everything from house and country to, I think my favorite though is like rap R&B.
Okay.
Soul. I like soul music.
What about you, yourself, Mackenzie Adams? What is your favorite kind of music?
I really only listen to Christian and country music.
Okay.
But I'll listen to anything. I'm not picky, but those are like on my playlist.
Who's your favorite Christian artist?
Oh my gosh. Lauren Daigle. Like, she's always been one of my favorites. I'm trying to think.
Not many people say that, so that's why I was curious. I was like,
what's his name? Oh my gosh. He's really big right now. Brandon Lake. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Forrest Frank? Yes, Forrest Frank. There's so many. Sorry, now that I'm like naming them out, I'm like, there's so many.
That's awesome. And what about your favorite go-to artist, Paul?
Oh, it's ever rotating and ever changing. I don't know. I think I like, right now I'm going to say I really like, put me on the spot here, Green Tea Pang. She's like a British soul R&B.
Okay.
Fun time.
Awesome.
Artist.
Cool. We are back here again with my guest co-host, Paul Sun, actor, Mackenzie Adams, event manager, and my guest of the hour, Brad Adams, star of the two new feature films, The Forest Through the Trees and Enthralled. Welcome back, my man.
Hey.
So we talked about your earlier part and how you came out here, all that stuff, and now let's get to the nitty gritty. So let's talk about, which one do you want to talk about first? We got two feature films that are kind of coming, are they coming back out back to back, or what's the deal here?
Sort of. They're so they both have distribution. I can't really talk about the release dates yet. One I know, the other one we don't know.
Okay.
But just, you know, we want to keep it under wraps right now. Let's talk about in order from where I filmed them.
Sure, it's your show, man. So.
And you're back with Brad Adams' show.
Sure.
No. Just
whatever you want to do.
well, it's easier for me to talk about just in a timeline of sense of way. The first one that my first feature ever that I shot, it was Enthralled. It's a supernatural thriller directed by Douglas Bankston, produced and written by Kate. I always get her name wrong. Kate Singen?
Sounds like.
Her name is
Kate. Beautiful, amazing.
She's amazing. She's awesome. You know, she's the one that actually gave me my first opportunity. Her movie is called Enthralled. It's a supernatural thriller. It's starring one of my good friends who is also in The Forest Through the Trees, Annie Sullivan. And when we first got casted, I didn't realize that Annie lived out here in LA as well. Mm-hmm. But she did go to the University of Arkansas, and that was kind of our tie to Arkansas. And we shot it in Arkansas. But it stars Annie and her character, and it's about a girl that loses her father and comes back to her and her mother move back to their little hometown where her mother lived, and things start to unravel, and stuff starts to get pieced together on their past, and their past kind of comes back to haunt them. I play Annie's boyfriend in the movie. His name is Dylan. And I was really fortunate to be able to, it's kind of hard to lead a movie. And I'm glad that I've kind of got to be on the coattails of Annie over the last two films, just to kind of watch her and also see, you know, you should be learning everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I've had the opportunity to just sit back and learn and kind of take the pressure off of like being in every single scene and just, you know, get to enjoy the filmmaking process. So, Enthralled was shot in the Ozarks, which I love. I mean, that's where I'm from, and I love that area so much. It's beautiful. It's so, when you go into your first film, you never know really how it's gonna look. You know, there's some people that have their first film and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm proud of it. We have some friends that are like, but this one, it's the production value was great. I mean, it was shot great. It's beautiful. I've seen some clips. I haven't seen it personally just yet, but I have seen some clips. And
he's too big, guys, to see his own.
I just haven't had the opportunity yet. But, you know, we just I can't say who yet, but we just got Kate called me up a couple weeks ago and just said that we have a huge distribution company that is well known in the entire industry. They picked it up and we're really excited. They think it's going to do very, very well. And I'm super, 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 super excited that it's going to finally get out there. And we've all worked really hard. There was a lot of overnight shoots. It was a long shoot, and we're really, really, really excited. So it's a great opportunity for everybody that worked on it to finally get it out there. I think we shot it like 3 years ago, right? And you're it's finally coming out.
Yes,
she has my calendar. Oh, okay. She knows everything. That film is coming out very, very soon. Obviously, we Ty and if you decide to follow me and keep up with it or keep up with the movie in general, you'll see the release dates and stuff like that.
All right, and then quickly before we wrap up here, and that was Enthralled. Okay, so now, and then you also got Forest Through the Trees, correct? Tell the audience a little bit about that.
Okay, so The Forest Through the Trees is a psychological horror film, and it is...
Horror film.
Horror. Okay. Not the... Family friendly! No. So it stars Annie Sullivan as well. I was blessed. When we both got casted in this, she texted me and she goes, "Brad! What are we doing here? We're making another movie." And I was so happy. And so anyways, it is written, directed, and produced by Jason Pitts. He is a very, very, very good friend of mine, and I love him so much. It stars some incredible people that are doing some incredible things right now. Scott Doss, James Stokes, the big guy. I love him so much. Jason called me up, and he goes, "Hey, I got this thing. And I don't know where it's going yet, but just, you know, just have it in mind that I am thinking of you for this." And so I was like, okay. And anyways, he ends up sending me the material, and I go, "Who am I?" And he goes, "Well, you see, the thing is kind of, you're not a real person." And I go, "Oh, what am I?" And he goes, "Well, you're a demon." And I go, "Whoa, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, I grew up as a Christian. I'm a believer." I was like, "I don't know if I want to do this." And he goes, "Just read it. And then let's talk about it. Let's change some things around and see how you're comfortable with." And so, we did it. I had an amazing experience. That was all night shoots for like 30 days. It was grueling, but I was really, really, really happy with it. And that is coming out soon as well. We got distribution for that. They're working out the process right now as we speak. But I'm really excited for that to come out too.
Awesome. Well, again, it's called, one is called Enthralled.
Enthralled.
And the other is called The Forest Through the Trees.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on both. Wow, this show is, we got to wrap up soon, guys. The time went by quick. Do you guys have any quick questions, really quick, for Brad Adams as the guest host before we wrap up for my last final question?
Ladies first.
Oh, my goodness. What do I ask my husband?
Did you do the dishes?
He did today, and that was very sweet of him because I did not have time.
Or wait, I could wrap it up, and then we have a special surprise that we'll do. All right, so
I don't have any.
Okay. So here's the. Well, first off, Brad Adams, how can people check you out? Again, it's called Forest Through the Trees, and it's called Enthralled. Mm-hmm. Those are two different movies. And again, I guess go to your social medias, that kind of thing. They can follow
you.
Yeah.
So the movies are on IMDb. I believe Enthralled has an Instagram page called Enthralled the Movie. But my social medias are across the board, just Brad Adams, JustBradAdams.
So that's at just Brad Adams.
Yes.
On all platforms.
On all platforms. Okay, yes. Cool.
It's really annoying when someone's like, "What's your Instagram?" Just Brad Adams.
Yeah. They go, wait, just Brad Adams, or is it just Brad Adams? And I go, there we go. That's exactly why I did it.
Well, this show is ultimately about inspiring others, and we want to inspire those. And you, Brad, you've given such great words of wisdom before, but again, for those that maybe missed that segment a while back, we want to inspire those. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to become an actor or just follow their dreams in general?
Okay, this is something that I've actually been riding on here recently, actually. If you want to become an actor, I think that you should understand and feel everything. When I mean everything, feeling everything, I mean whenever you're happy, whenever you're sad, whenever you just can't deal with it, sit back, understand it, feel it, and then move on. Because, you know, in this industry, you never know what you're going to come up into. And I've been riding this wave of like, I'm not having the best day. Well, let me sit back and think about it. Let me feel this. Let me see what's going on. And it has really served me very well here recently.
Okay, and my guest co-host Paul Sun, you thought you were going to be off the hook here, but he's given such great words of wisdom. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to become an actor like yourself, or just follow their dreams in general?
I mean, tomorrow isn't promised. The only moment we have is now. The only moment we can live in is now. You have your past to build you up, but don't dwell on it. Just focus and appreciate and have gratitude for everything that's happening to you in the moment now, as it's happening, and it'll set you up for a better tomorrow. And in the wise words of Shia LaBeouf, don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it.
Awesome. Yeah. And last but not least, event manager Mackenzie Adams. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an event manager, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think more so for the event manager role, just really any job, always apply. Apply, apply. Even if you think you're not going to get it, or you don't meet the requirements, or you don't have the experience, apply, apply, apply. That's what I thought, and here I am 4 years in, and I got the job, obviously.
Awesome. Well,
but yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you guys one more time. Mackenzie Adams, your social medias?
At @MickAdams_.
Awesome. And Paul Sun, your social medias. We didn't get to ask you that before. What is your social medias?
You can find me at SunKimD, SunKimD. That's SunKimD.
And you got anything coming up? Anything you want to plug really quick?
Nothing on the books right now, but hopefully soon.
Okay, so at SunKimD.
Actually, I do have to interrupt. We shot a movie together.
Oh, we did.
So own it. We both just got off a movie here recently. So yes, he does have something.
Can you
coming
say the
out.
Name or not yet?
Yeah, we can say the name. Impulsion.
Okay.
Yes.
Impulsion. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. So, but again, one more time, it's Impulsion, and then at @SunKimD.
Yes.
With a like D as in dog.
Yes.
Okay. At @SunKimD, and then at just Brad Adams.
Yes, sir.
Again, his movies are The Forest of the Trees and Enthralled. And Brad Adams, thank you very much for coming in. And Paul Sun, thank you for being best guest great guest co-host, and Mackenzie Adams being a great guest co-host. And I want to say thank you all for tuning in. But we want to also end off. It is Brad Adams' birthday, so we want to say I think it's the first birthday on the air that we've done. So we will end off with first off, I want to say thank you guys all again for tuning in. But let's end off with a happy birthday, or we just say happy birthday greeting. I don't know if we can see you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Is that copyrighted?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Just happy birthday.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
So we just want to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you, guys. Birthday, and Ty, thank you so much for having me on. I love you, man. Thank you.
No, God bless you. Again, thank you, and God bless you guys all for tuning in. Again, I'd like to end off the show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.